from now you put this young log in the ground like a piece of seed. Then you take the bottom of each one of them boards to that log, and then you come on up and you put your substantial pulse right here and substantial right here. And then you put your slap, that crisscross, from pulse to pulse, you see, from this pulse down here, going up, you see.
Uh-huh.
Like that. From that pulse going up, you tack it down to the bottom right here, and got a substantial pulse right here, one here, when you put some slap crosses like that, see.
And then, and that supports it on the top
and
part.
Then, that supports on top, then here comes a slash right down like that. You know. That's a slash right down there. Of course, you can put them in as just you want, you know. And just one close together, what's another? That's a pill. That's called a pill. So a fence coming up like that with all the bones.
Okay, how about a picket fence? Do you ever see a picket fence?
Well, let me see, now I have seen a picket fence. Yeah, I know some of my people. We used to build these things with a railroad company different ways. You know.
Which ones?
I built different kind of fences, you know.
You did?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you sure seem to know a lot about it.
A picket fence, yes, ma'am. I know it's called a picket fence.
Let's put it down away so we'll...
Yes,
number four.
A picket fence. Now, to put some slats down about similar to this. But be small slat about, I'll say about an inch, about 2 inches wide, about 2 to 1 maybe, or something like that. And a picket fence go like this. Now,
in the paling fence, it was sort of square on the top.
Now?
The paling fence was flat on the top.
That's not, this is not a paling fence, see? But a picket fence, the way they got it, son, it kind of come up top like that, see?
How would you describe that?
Well, I'll tell you how it seems, it's like this. Now, that's a solid board down to here. This is a solid board down to here now.
Uh-huh.
And it comes down like that, see? Just like that. That's a solid board. Just like that. That's a solid board. Come right down there. Come right like that. See? Square to the bottom and all. But on the top, it's got a V shape in the top. That's the way I understand it. It'd go V shape in the top, see? But it comes square around down here like that. And
now, do they make that the same way as the paling fence with a rail on the bottom?
Ma'am?
They make that with the substantial post on the side too, or
That's the top of it.
Uh-huh. And on the bottom?
On the bottom, they come square, so it's square all in the bottom.
Uh-huh.
It's square in the bottom.
Now, over here you said they put a rail?
Ma'am?
Here you said they put a big squared off log?
Yeah, I mean, so substantial, some people build some that way sometime, and sometime they won't do that. In other words, they put a log down there and make some substantial up here with get a substantial post and put this on top of the log if you want to.
Now, do they need a log on this kind of fence?
Well, no, they don't need no log on this kind of fence, but it'll last longer, you know. It'll longer lasting. Of course, you rot the boots, you put them down the ground, you see. From time to time, they're going to rot. And he'll last a long time if you have some support. But this the ground, you know. Well, you can just let the chunk come through, leave them down to the ground, it'll be all right. Just put it down to the ground.
Okay, did you ever hear of a slat fence?
A slat fence? No, I haven't.
Okay, I think that's kind of like a paling fence, just a different way to say it.
That's right, I understand what you're saying.
Now, did you ever see different kinds of rail fences?
No, I have never seen many different
kinds. Okay, I'll take that out of your way. Thank you. Those were really great.
Ma'am?
No one ever gave me such a good description before. I can tell you really must have made a lot of fences.